Welcome and thanks for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman, a free resource guide for women in the Southwest Missouri area. Metro Woman magazine showcases area businesses and services for women. You can find Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations and online at 417metrowoman.com. Pick up a copy or sign up for their email. Every month, Springfield Metro Woman connects you with area women's products and services, providing excellent results for their advertisers. Welcome back to Grit Because. My name's Trina Wilcox, and today I wanted to go over something that's been on my mind. A few weeks ago, Instagram talked about changing some of their algorithms to help prevent bullying, and I wanted to get a parent's perspective, so I brought one in. We'll talk about that next. Test, test.
Hi. I'm here.
You're here. You're here.
Whoa.
In case nobody knows who's here, it's Matt Pasch. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Trina.
Matt is an on-air talent and graphic designer at 88.3 The Wind / KWFC. And you also are a father of three children. And I brought you in because I wanted to talk social media and anti-bullying, especially the efforts that Instagram is attempting to make to reduce the argument and fighting and nasty things that can happen on social media.
That's right. I'm a parent of a 14-year-old daughter. And of course, Instagram, you have to be technically 13 years old or older, of course, to be able to use the Instagram account. Same with Facebook. Now, my two younger boys, they are going to be 12. So we're going to gear them up for it as well. So I'm actually excited about the Instagram ideas because this means they're looking out for their users since teenagers have taken Instagram by storm.
Yeah. So, okay. So your boys aren't using it yet, but you're trying to get ready for when they do.
They're watching their sister.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Totally makes sense. So, and like most kids, it's not like they're foreign to it. They're watching mom and dad, brothers, sisters, cousins. They're watching other people use it. Mm-hmm. They're probably picking up the phone and playing along too.
Well, and some of the kids, their parents have allowed them to have Instagram accounts. So my boys know some of their friends who do have Instagram accounts and use them.
Okay. So for people who haven't heard yet, what Instagram is attempting to do is create an algorithm that will flag a person, it doesn't matter what age you are, any user, that puts up something that could be offensive.
Yeah, it could be a person or it could be even just a comment that's on your own.
Yeah.
Picture.
And it's supposedly going to say, are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. So, for example, let's say my 14-year-old daughter decides she's going to comment on one of her friend's pictures. She puts in something and she doesn't realize it may sound mean or bullying, but the algorithm reads it and says, hey, do you really want to post that? And then she's given the choice whether to post it or not. So that idea, me personally, I like that. In fact, I like that for myself too. And that gives me a second thought.
Do you think, there are a couple of things, because you're right. Sometimes you get in your own head and it doesn't sound the same to someone reading it as it did in your head.
Correct.
You may have meant it to be harmless or funny in a way that it's not received. So I can see that being beneficial. But for the real grouchy person that is out there to be mean in the first place, do you think they really will care?
I don't think so. I think those that want to, you know, go ahead and be mean, well, that's the way I feel, and I'm going to push that button anyway. So you'll still have those as well.
So is it worth it, or do you think this is something that we're going to have to kind of walk through and actually put into practice to see how it works before we really know?
I want to see how it works.
Yeah.
Just to see how it works. And I want to see, not only for me, but for others who I know that will just post things, just post this. Will this actually give them a second thought?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think that could be good. All right. We'll be right back talking about Instagram's anti-bullying efforts after a quick word from our sponsor. Grit Because is sponsored by Springfield Metro Woman. You can pick up the newest issue of Springfield Metro Woman at over 200 locations throughout Springfield, Nixa, Ozark, and neighboring communities. Find yours at salons, restaurants, and more listed at 417metrowoman.com or at any Village Inn, Cedars, Perkins, Golden Corral, or at the Avon store with Penny. talking with Matt Pash. He's a parent of social media users, as well as him and his wife, and they're doing their best efforts to make sure that they're teaching them the proper ways to use it. And we're talking about Instagram's anti-bullying efforts. And what's the other, you found another part?
The other part is that you can actually shadow a comment. I guess it'd be basically like the Facebook hiding a comment. And so if someone makes a post on your picture, okay, on your post, makes a comment, you can actually shadow it or hide it where only you or that user can see it,
okay,
but nobody else can.
So if I'm like, your shirt looks funny, Matt, you can gray out what I say, but then I can still see
it. You can still see it, but in, I don't know if you know that it's been grayed out, but anybody else who goes to that post won't see that post.
I get that. Okay, mm-hmm, that could work too, because Facebook has a similar feature, mm-hmm, where if you, like you said, hide something, then the person that has been hidden, they don't know that, they can't get mad. Right.
Now, one of the things that I'm using as a parent myself to add to this, Instagram allows you to have more than one user. So
yeah.
I have my daughter's account on my phone, so I can then keep an eye on all her chats and posts that she has with her friends, just so that way I know what's going on. And that keeps things, you know, that way if someone questionably sends her an image, I can see it as well. And that way I'm kind of keeping an eye on her.
Okay. So in other words, you're kind of adminning her account.
Exactly.
So as a parent, you've said, if you're going to have an account, I want the login, mm-hmm, and I'm going to keep track of this, and
correct,
that's how it's going to work. You also had a nifty app
that's
that
right,
helped you. I think that would be beneficial to share.
That's right. I have an app. It's a parenting control app. It's both available for iPhone and for Android. It's actually easier for the Android users. You have to go through some extra steps for the iPhone, but it's called R-Pact, and it's O-U-R-P-A-C-T, and it allows you to have multiple devices under the parental controls. My wife and I both have parental controls on our kids' accounts. We can set up schedules. We can actually deny applications to be installed or even played on their device. And we can run the, and then let's say they need to be grounded for some reason. I can go in there and ground them for a certain time, set up time, screen restrictions. I mean, there's a lot of multiple things, and it only costs us a few bucks a month.
That's nice. How do you feel overall with social media? I know as an adult, it can be stressful. Do you feel like your daughter feels any stress on it, or is she pretty?
There's been some stressful times.
Okay.
Drama exists no matter what. I mean, it can be even, if you remember growing up, passing notes in high school and stuff can be drama. Well,
yeah,
now it's now digital. And there, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, you know, wondering, oh no, did I offend somebody? Did I talk about somebody? And that's come across a couple of times where some of her friends have gangstered a little bit against someone else. And then she realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, and apologized. But with that in mind, There's several thoughts on, okay, do you want to give it to your kids and let them just run with it? Or do you want to block them and not have any access? Well, my wife and I are kind of in the middle. We put it ourselves in, and we want our kids to learn how to use it, so that way as they get older, they know how to use it properly. So that's our take on it. But it depends on your situation and on your kids.
Certainly. Every family, kid's different.
Right. Everybody's different.
And you do have to learn how to deal with people, you know, anytime. So it might as well start learning some of those tools as soon as you can.
No kidding. And technology is always growing, so there's always a learning curve.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, Instagram here in a little while may be the thing of the past.
I'll come across, where did this feature come? And my kids are like, it's been there 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Don't you know how to use it? Well, show me.
Yeah. No,
we
need them to keep us on top of this stuff sometimes. All right. Well, thanks for your input and sharing a little bit more on some social media thoughts that hopefully everyone can use, especially parents.
Thanks, Dre.
Thanks so much for listening to Grit Because, sponsored by 417 Metro Woman. The free guide has provided resources for Southwest Missouri area women for over 15 years. an award-winning, locally owned business committed to connecting local women to related services, products, and events while providing excellent results for advertisers. They support and encourage the growth and recognition of businesses that offer services and goods to women in the 417 area. They do this by providing a magazine with these resources to enhance women's lives in Greater Springfield, Branson, Nixa, Ozark, and the surrounding areas. You can learn more at 417metrowoman.com. I'm Trina Wilcox, and more for you anytime at gritbecause.com.